Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 76th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations and social media in 2022. We all know that social media has a major impact in every society, in every aspect of our life. And of course, public relations is no exception. PR must continue to adapt to these new realities that brings social media, of course. Five major things that I want to share with you where social media has an impact on PR. The first one, I'm sure you see this often too, brands are sharing new information on their social media platforms without letting us know. This happens more often than you may think, even if we work closely with them. And it's getting harder to send news and information to journalists before one of our clients decide to send a newsletter to their clients. Yes, so it's difficult. Number two, we in PR have to constantly, I say listen or watch. Some people say watching the messaging on social media. I love the term listening with your 10, put your ear on the ground to listen to social media. Why? Because to make sure we don't do anything crazy and we don't write something that might become a misstep at the end. I like to say, for example, if your client decides to talk about a product and wants to mention that it's a proudly Canadian product, depending on what's happening, if something, you know, is happening against some different culture in Canada, for example, maybe it's not the time to use proudly Canadian. That's just an example, but it happens all the time. And number three, so the speed of sharing on social media is a major challenge for PR, that's for sure. Because once it's been published, even if you try to take it out, it never disappear 100%. Some people learn it the hard way, right? Number four, social media are influencing the communication style of PR. Tone, word, choice of word. We have to be very careful how we present something. Number five, PR must adapt the way it presents products. It's similar to number four, but I like to say, I'll give you an example. These are terms that we've been using for so long, sometimes we don't pay attention to it, but it doesn't mean that if in you're presenting a, let's say, a fashion collection and there is a flower shirt, a shirt with a flower prints on it, it doesn't mean it's feminine, right? Or masculine either. So it becomes really interesting how we now present clothing, perfume, sometimes even food product. Like your mother used to cook, So number five. So these are the five major things that we perceive in 2022. So brands and challenge that public relations go through. So brands are sometimes sharing information on their social media platform without informing the journalists. So it's hard after for us to send news to these journalists. Number two, we in public relations, we have to really watch and listen to what's happening on social media, just not to do some misstep. Number three, the speed of sharing on social media is a challenge for us. And if you decide to send something, publish something, even if you want to, you take it off, you remove it, as you know, there's always a trace somewhere. Number four, social media are influencing the communication style of PR, the tone, choice of words, of course. Number five, we must adapt the way we present products because of what's happening on social media. Wasn't like that before. No, not at all. So good news for public relations in 2022. This is again a very good news, I find. I'm so happy about this. So about 5 years ago, many public relations firms dropped that term, the public relation terms, the PR in everything to that describe what their services. They really turned more to communications and sometimes even became marketing firms in a broader sense. So no doubt, it was really scary, right? And some people were convinced that PR was becoming extinct, that it would completely disappear, that it was an old thing. I sometimes still have that conversation with clients that, well, there's so few media. I'm like, what are you talking about? Have you noticed that all the media that are there are now online as well? Most of them? So that's interesting, right? So many firms decided to change. And I'm really happy that David, my partner, and I kept the public relations everywhere on our website, in all our communications. Why? Because it's interesting. It's like PR never disappeared, first of all, but it's kind of making a comeback too. So why, even if we develop incredible tools or a new social media platform that's just amazing, in the end, we're still human beings and we want, what do we all want? We want, of course, we want to be loved, but how you do that? By creating connections. We want to create relationships. Relation, that's right. Public relations in our case, because this is our profession. So yes, you want to create relations in your private life, but if you have a business, it's extremely important to create relations with your, first of all, your clients, your customer, right? So in 2022, we saw that we had made, my partner and I, the right choice to keep calling ourselves public relation experts. So that's the good news for 2022. So four really like major reasons why, because it's still a super, super sought after term. In French, 93 million on Google. In English, 913 million researches. So that's a lot, right? For something very specific as public relations. Number two. Ah, this I love. Young digital marketing, sometimes in their 20s. They find out that PR is the organic part of any good communications plan. So they're super happy to contact us and work with us. I love that. This makes me so happy. Number three, nothing beats, even today, a major media article where, you know, a journalist tells a story about a founder, a business person, a product, an ambassador of your product. Nothing beats that. Just think about an article in the New York Times, in Le Monde, in Forbes, Vogue magazine, Elle magazine. So nothing beats that, even today. Number four, in 2022, listen to this, TV is still the queen of all media, even if they are losing viewers year after year, it's still the number one. Well, that's good to know. So four reasons why I'm so excited in 2022 to still be serving my clients, still sell public relations services. So it's still sought after. Number two, young digital marketing now are looking for us. They're looking for PR professionals like us. Nothing beats a major media article. And TV is still the queen of all media. Yes, of course, TikTok will become even more important on social media in 2022. And we are factoring that into our strategic plans all the time, of course, because nothing gets your potential clients' attentions like well-crafted quality content on any platforms. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and even it's true for TikTok. I love, I don't know what you're watching on TikTok, but I love watching recipes on TikTok. It really, it's amazing to see like in 2 minutes, a recipe that may take you hours, or sometimes on a TV show, it takes a long time. This I love. I find it's great for that. So it's always fun to see how humans are using TikTok too. Love it. So in 2022, my friends, public relations is still agile and flexible and quick, faster and faster. We have no choice. And we're helping to showcase the strength of pairing PR with social media. Love talking about how to combine PR to social media. PR also let us reach people that are not on social media all the time. We forget, but there are many people, depending on their profession, that are not connected all the time. They don't have their intelligent phone in their hand all the time. But what do? They travel a lot, so they listen to the radio. They still watch TV today. And there's nothing better than PR to reach, to connect with these people, to make sure that journalists on TV, on radio, in newspapers, some people still read today the real physical newspaper of their locality, of their city. So in short, 2022 will certainly be a powerful year for us, for my partner and I, and we'll continue to combine PR and social media, of course. So I hope you've enjoyed this short episode, this little break in your day, PR and marketing moment, and that I'm helping you think about what's happening in your business now today. And if you want to keep the conversation going, you know where to find me, free consultation, or you can always send me an email, nara@narapr.com. So hopefully you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine! Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to narapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nara PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nara@narapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!